Chapter 67. The New Earth. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Revelation 21, verse 1. The fire that burns up the wicked people purifies the earth. The curse is completely gone. No eternally burning hell will keep reminding the redeemed people of the terrible results of sin. One reminder alone remains. Jesus, our Redeemer, will always have the marks of his crucifixion. On Jesus' wounded head, his hands and feet, are seen the only marks that remain of the cruel work of sin. And you, Jerusalem, where God, like a shepherd from his lookout tower, watches over his people, will once again be the capital of the kingdom that was yours. Micah 4, verse 8. Jesus has regained the kingdom that was lost when Adam and Eve sinned. Now Jesus and his redeemed people are to control and rule the earth. The righteous will possess the land and live in it forever. Psalm 37, verse 29, TEV. Many Christians are afraid they will make God's rewards seem too material. So they neglect, or explain wrongly, the very truths that should help us think about the new earth as our home. Jesus promised his disciples that he was going back to heaven to prepare beautiful homes for them. People who believe the teachings of God's word do not know everything about heaven, but they do know some things about the home God has prepared. The Apostle Paul says, "What no one ever saw or heard, what no one ever thought could happen, is the very thing God prepared for those who love him." 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Human language tells us enough about heaven to make us want to be there. But only the righteous people who finally get to heaven will really know how wonderful heaven is. The Bible speaks of the home of the saved as a country. Hebrews 11, verse 14 to 16. There the great shepherd, Jesus, leads his sheep, saved people, to springs of living waters. The tree of life has ripe fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. In heaven there are ever-flowing streams, clear as glass. Beside the streams, waving trees make shadows upon the paths prepared for the redeemed people of the Lord. In this country of God, wide-spreading plains gradually lead toward beautiful hills, and in the distance are high mountains. On earth, God's people have been travelers without a home. Now, on those peaceful plains and valleys, beside the beautiful streams, God's people shall find a home. The New Jerusalem. There is the New Jerusalem, having the glory of God. The light of the New Jerusalem is like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Revelation 21, verse 11. The Lord says, "I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people." Isaiah 65, verse 19. Now God's home is with mankind, people. He will live with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. He will wipe away all tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more grief or crying or pain. The old things have disappeared. Revelation 21, verse 3, 4. In the city of God there will be no night. No one will need or desire rest. No one will become tired in doing the will of God or praising his name. The redeemed shall always feel the freshness of morning and not feel the need of an afternoon nap. They will not need lamps or sunlight because the Lord God will be their light. Revelation 22, verse 5. The glory of God and the Lamb, Jesus, will fill the holy city with light that will be much brighter than the sun at noontime. But this light will be comfortable to our eyes. The redeemed people of God will walk in the glory of continual day. I did not see a temple in the city, because its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. Revelation 21, verse 22. In the city, the people of God will have the honor of visiting with the Father and the Son. Now we see through a glass darkly, and see the image of God reflected as in a mirror. We see God's works in nature and in His dealings with us. But in the future, we shall see God face to face, without a veil between. We shall stand in His presence and see the glory of His face. In heaven, we shall live forever. With powerful minds, we will study with delight the wonders of creative power and the mysteries of redeeming love. No cruel, deceiving enemy will be in heaven to tempt us to forget God. Every ability we have will be developed and increased. We will always be excited to study and learn, and we will never get tired. We will lay great plans and make them happen. We will aim high and reach our aims. And still, there will be new wonders to admire, new truths to understand, and new projects that will help us develop the powers of our minds, souls, and bodies. As the years of eternity pass, we will be given greater and more glorious revelations of God and Christ. As we grow in knowledge, so will our love, reverence, and happiness increase. The more we learn of God, the greater will be our admiration of His character. Jesus will show us the riches of redemption and what was accomplished in the great controversy with Satan. As we grow in understanding, we will love God more. We will show our love as we play our harps of gold with a firmer hand. And 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of voices will unite in a mighty chorus of praise. And I heard every creature in heaven, on earth, in the world below, and in the sea, all living beings in the universe, and they were singing, "To Him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb, be praise and honor, glory and might, forever and ever." Revelation 5, verse 13. Sin and sinners are gone forever. All of God's universe is clean. The great controversy is forever ended.